Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Telling you, I'm looking you right in your eye. If Marcus Mariota is quarterbacking the Commanders, he is not coming in here to end the Falcons season. That cannot happen in the Bins.
Be careful what you say.
We better
be careful.
Raheem Morris,
what you say,
needs to be careful.
If we lose
about
Marcus Mariota next week,
I'm telling you,
I think Jaden Daniels is going to play. But if we lose to Marcus Mariota, you fire him right then. You fire him. Period. I don't want to hear it after that.
The knives are already out in Atlanta, it would appear. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. I mean, don't have a bad week in this league, right? Don't get blown out 30-0 by a bad football team.
Can't have it.
They'll be coming for you. 680 The Fan, the audio there. Welcome back. Grant and Danny with you. I'm in Annapolis getting ready for the Ripkins Uncorked event I'm emceeing tonight. Danny is in our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard. The question for you guys is, what's your confidence in the Commanders handling their business at the Falcons on Sunday? I'm putting it well below how I felt about the Vegas game, but I still feel good on a 1 to 10 scale. I was probably like an 8 in their game against the Raiders. I think I'm probably a 6 in this game. I'm a little better than a 50-50 matchup, maybe 60% chance to win this thing, I think, going there. I certainly have some pause. I would have preferred that they play a close game with the Panthers, win or lose, last week. I think when you get eviscerated the way that they did, when you get annihilated, it's no different to me, Danny, than when you like mess up in your marriage or you mess up at work or something. If you just have one of those days where you get to the office late and your boss is grilling you and you screw something up, the next day you are on your P's
and Q's. Yeah, your P's and Q's,
yeah. They're like, oh, I'm here early. Oh, everything's exactly how it's supposed to be. I'm just making calls and getting sales. You've got that accomplished feeling about you. That next day after you screw something up, that's when you bring the flowers and you're the best husband ever and all those things. That's where the Falcons are going to be. Everybody's showing up all week. Everyone's very attentive. Everyone's writing the extra note. Everyone's spending the extra 5 minutes after practice. You almost never want to play the team that had the worst game in the league the week before.
Especially one that, again, I still think is capable. They have not shown it yet. But it doesn't matter when you play. Again, pick your team that you think is going to pick in the top three, right? I don't care if they got shellacked the week before. Like, you play Cleveland, play them anytime. Play them tomorrow, play them Thursday, play them Saturday. Good. Like, I can't believe, I'm so grateful they're on the schedule.
Just don't be the Packers.
Well, yeah, I suppose. So, again, I keep picking bad examples. But you know the point of the dude's story here is Atlanta has enough playmakers, has enough talented folks where I'm going, I'm not saying it's a sleeping giant, but they're capable of punching back. Especially in a game with a beleaguered and beat-up team that Washington happens to be right now. So for me, confidence level is a little bit lower. I was probably a 7.5 against the Raiders. I felt good about it, as good as you can feel, I would say, just generally with what happens in the NFL. Because, again, we saw samples where favorites don't cover, Cleveland beat Green Bay, something I never thought would happen in a million years. I would have staked my life on it. You know, there you go. But I felt 7.5 pretty good. This week, it's a coin toss for me. I feel 50-50 just because of that desperation you mentioned. And somebody, after three games of not going very well, had to have done some introspection and some self-scouting to maybe make some adjustments, and I don't want to be the team they unveiled against.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067 to hop in. Of course, we're on social, at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. You want to hit us up there. Andre's in Upper Marlboro on G&D. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First, I'm going to say I believe we're going to win. I mean, I can't put a number on it. And what I keep hearing people talk about that you guys were just talking about is that Atlanta just came off of a butt-whipping. I'm not worried about that because the Redskins lost to Green Bay, so they already had their loss and they woke up. But another reason why I'm confident and why I think they will win And I've been saying this anytime I call in you guys or any show talking about the Commanders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's something about having a good owner, a good front office, and a good coaching staff, because all that is trickled down to the athletes where these guys are playing, and this next man up mentality seems to work. And the reason why I'm confident is that all that is trickled down to the fans. So to me, I'm confident they'll win. Now, if they lose, I'm not going to be disappointed, because they've given me confidence where we got a new product on the football field that's different from what we've been used to. So, I mean, that's my spiel on it.
No, well, look no further than the fact that they've won 9 of their last 11 at home, Danny. When's the last time that happened?
A long time ago, probably when I was a child. But his point, I think, is a good one, and here's what I mean. Big picture, long term, I still feel very good.
Yeah.
This is a good process. This particular small sample we're talking about doesn't change that to me. When you're down Terry McLaurin, you're down J.D. Five, you're down a number of members of your secondary, probably. You may be not have John Bates or some of the other injuries that they're dealing with, Noah Brown. Like, this individual sample going on the road and potentially, I'm just saying in this hypothetical, losing to Atlanta doesn't change the big picture where I'm going, I'm thrilled, I'm pleased, everything's heading in the right direction.
Well, this one also feels pretty big from a Washington standpoint, from the perspective of, so you come out, you handle your business, you beat a team you should in week one. Then in week two, you level up a little bit, and you get blown out on the road. Then you come back home, you get a team you should beat, you handle your business, you blow them out, just like in week one. Now you go back on the road, and you level up a little bit. And so you're riding the roller coaster some if you play poorly on the road again and you lose. You also now have this trend of going on the road two times, and your game not being portable, and it not be in a situation where you could connect the dots. And then on top of that, you look ahead to next week in the Chargers, who may well, right now at this moment, be the best team in the NFL. I think that's probably hyperbolic, but they have the best record.
They're in the combo.
Tied for it, and they might have the MVP at quarterback through three games, and Justin Herbert, and they've kind of modified their offense to bring it into the 2020s now, so they're not playing Harbaugh Bowl. And if you're 2-2, going into a game with the Chargers cross-country at their place, not that it's a tough place to play, but the travel's a pain in the tuchus. Now you're looking at possibly being 2-3 to start the season, whereas it's almost like a playoff series in hockey for the Caps or something. You go into tonight's game four. If you go up 3-1, you're probably going to be okay over the next few weeks. But if you lose tonight, it's 2-2, and then you're hitting the road to go to the tough building. You know, now you're kind of up against it here in the coming days. So this one feels like a little bit of a pendulum swinger for Washington in the early part of the season as well. Let's go to Carlos in Saverna Park. What's up, Carlos? How are you?
I'm doing great. Gentlemen, listen, in Marcus Mariota, we trust if he does play. I know exactly how those Falcons reporters feel. Doesn't it feel great that we're on the opposite side of that, that we have an organization that has a good product on the field? My confidence level is high. I think we're going to win the game. I'm not trying to be cocky about it. But, yeah, my confidence level is high. And, Grant and Danny, next year you guys got to place a bar or put a bar in Annapolis to do your show, because I'm telling you, I love downtown Annapolis. I was a little hurt that you guys didn't put Annapolis on the chart of bars not to put a host in. But, yes, Annapolis is beautiful. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, that's in a lot of ways, it's unfortunately, like, the old rules, that's Baltimore territory, which stinks because I think there's plenty of Washington folks out that way. Because Savannah Park's on the way to Annapolis.
I would not consider Annapolis part of the D.C. media market. Now, I will say, we're our signal is so strong all over Virginia. You can go past King's Dominion, down toward Richmond, all over the place, and you can pick us up crystal clear. Maryland's odd because, like, you get 15 minutes from Baltimore. There's areas where it can be tough. Even 15 minutes south of Baltimore, it can be hard. But I was in Annapolis, and there were some crackly spots, but I was listening to B. Mitch and Finley today, you know, loud and clear as I was kind of driving around. So there's certainly the ability to listen out here. But I can't imagine this is like a, you know, home base for us or a strong
a
spot
hub, yeah.
to do a event and that they'd come by the masses. If we build it, they will come. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. Did you say Annapolis? I'll be there. Just tell me where to go. Appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.